Well, Paul, what a way to celebrate your impending 40th.
Yeah, it is. Incredible win. It has to be up there with one of the best wins that I've been involved with throughout my career. And, you know, take nothing away from what the guys achieved in this game. To be, you know, behind the eight ball on a couple of occasions, and for us to scrap our way out of it. And, you know, that nine from Chris Wokes was literally international class in good seeming conditions. And you know, many teams would have crumbled under that and not been able to fight back, but we kept fighting, we kept punching, and you know, to come out with a win is an incredible feeling, because we haven't had many good times here at Edgbaston. So the boys are pretty happy in the dressing room.
You've had some pretty morale crushing blows here in the last few years, haven't you? I think four defeats in a row, and they've all been really tough to take.
Yeah, they've got a good kind of strategy here. Obviously, Barker's been the guy in past history to cause the damage to us, and obviously Jeetan Patel balling into his footholds. But you know, Chris Wokes getting that nine for you, you know, as I said, many teams would have crumbled under that. But you know, to show the skill and the desire, and I have three seamers who have only got a handful of games amongst them to get 20 wickets against that batting lineup is an incredible effort. And James Wheel, you know, 9 for in the matches, deserves to be on the winning side.
Yeah, I mean, it's ironic, isn't it, that Chris Wokes has had to go up to Chesley Street to replace an injured Durham player for England.
It is. It was definitely good to see the back of him, because it literally was like facing 90 mile an hour leg breaks. It was moving around that much, and we found it very hard to combat. But the pitch seemed to die down a bit. It was a funny pitch where every day it seemed to play totally different.
Well, you had the heavy roller. You kept that till late on as well, didn't you, before you start your second innings?
Yeah, we kept it for the second innings, and obviously just in case we had a chase, which is the way it worked out. So yeah, it didn't die down too much, and obviously Jeetan Patel had a big foothold there. But you know, the skill of the batsman, Keaton Jennings, a magnificent 100, you know, to nearly get us over the line.
It was a great partnership from you and Keaton. What was going through your mind when you were wandering out last night? Because four wickets had gone down very quickly to Chris Wright for the space of about 20 runs.
Yeah, it was really just to try to soak up the pressure and, you know, see if it was a way of applying the pressure back onto them. And they were bowling in a good spell. You know, sometimes you just got to see those kind of spells off and get through a pressure period and come out the other side. And our run rate wasn't exceptionally good, but we soaked up the pressure and managed to just get ourselves on top again.
It's a bit reminiscent in many ways of the start of the season in 2013. You didn't go abroad that year because you didn't have any money. Finances were tight. Everybody was writing you off as relegation candidates. And I think it was the May bank holiday when you got that win at Surrey.
Yeah, it feels very similar, but we're not going to get out too far ahead of ourselves.
I was thinking of anything else other than the comparisons to how that season started, really.
Yeah, no, it's exactly the same. It's, you know, the way the guys have responded, people just keep putting their hands up, and that's what happened in 2013 as well, to see young Bryden Cass coming in and taking key wickets right way throughout the first few games he's played. He's got some serious batsmen out. Wheelie's something completely different. He keeps running in hard from us and different angles and skills, and batsmen seem to be struggling with that. So, and McCarthy himself just keep bashing away and taking important wickets. So, you know, alongside Bunny, you know, we've got four seamers there who've got plenty of skills, and hopefully we can put teams under pressure because of that.